And let's get the latest now on that group of several thousand migrants that has made its way from Central America into Mexico. This morning, President Trump tweeted that he would start cutting off or reducing aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador for not stopping the migrants. Joining us now is Alan Gomez. He's immigration reporter for USA Today. And Alan, what's the latest? Where are these migrants now, and what conditions are they facing?
They have crossed into Mexico. They're in very, very southern Mexico right now, so they still have a very long way before they reach the southern U.S. border. But the conditions that they're in right now are very difficult. There's an estimated 5,000 of them now. This started off as a pretty small caravan starting in Honduras, but just people have been jumping on board as they've gone from country to country. And the difficulty now is that groups are offering to help them. The Red Cross is down there, but a lot of people in the caravan are worried about leaving the caravan for anything. So they're all trying to stick together, which makes it hard to find anywhere for them to stay. So they're kind of just staying out in the elements. Some of them have plastic that they're covering themselves up in overnight. But for the most part, they're just kind of trying to band together and going for and trying to find places to stay.
Now, we've seen these caravans before, earlier this year, in fact. But why is this one this large? Is it spontaneous, or are there, you know, people behind the scenes organizing this?
I think it's a bit of both. It definitely started out, these caravans, they've done these for years, quite frankly, because when you're making that long journey through Central America, it can be an incredibly dangerous thing to do. You get attacked by people along the way. I've talked to so many of these migrants who've been through these who tell me horror stories of rapes, of assaults, of robberies. And so they started these caravans several years ago as a way to protect themselves. So it was planned to a degree, but the size of this has definitely been a bit more spontaneous because they see the reports of it. They say, hey, this is my chance, and they'll run over and join the group.
Now, President Trump is putting a lot of pressure on countries like Mexico to do something about this, to stop them as they move north. Clearly, government officials from Mexico haven't been able to do that yet. Have they been trying?
There's been different levels of effort, let's say. The Central American nations, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, they tried to kind of slow them down a little bit. But Mexico now, all the focus goes to them now. So right now, Mexico is in a very difficult position. They're getting a lot of heat from people within Mexico and Central America to allow these folks to pass. But at the same time, when you have President Trump kind of hovering over you, making these threats, threatening to send the military to the border, threatening to seal the U.S. border, which would be economically disastrous for Mexico, it's a really tough position for them, and they're trying to walk that line.
And it does seem like President Trump is trying to, in a way, use this to his advantage. He's telling his Twitter followers that there are criminals and unknown Middle Easterners mixed into this group, and of course, we don't really know if there's any basis in fact for a claim like that. But do you think Democrats should be nervous about this caravan heading north just about 2 weeks before the election when the president is trying to use it to fire up his base?
When you look at the political aspect of this, yes, this group, really the timing of it has been difficult because it's injected this issue so quickly into the midterms. President Trump has not been shy at all. He's talking about it all the time. Republicans, I can tell you, I've been hearing from watching the races in the middle of America. They're talking about this Honduran caravan. There were accusations that Democratic operatives, that George Soros was behind all this, that they're paying for these caravan people. But, you know, I've also talked to some folks who say, actually, it might as well have been paid for by the Republican Party, because the idea of showing these images of these folks marching towards the United States, as they put it, in trying to invade the United States, it's been on a constant loop on all sorts of conservative media. It's being used in, you know, just congressional district debates all over the country in the last few weeks. And so this is something that plays into their hands.
That said, Alan, how do you see this playing out if and when thousands of people do arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border?
Well, we'll see a lot of what's been going on, where they'll try to get in, and then it becomes a question of how quickly the U.S. can process those asylum claims and what the resolution of those cases will be.
All right. We'll be watching, and so will Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan, thanks for your time.
Thank you.